patience, Harry. Calm. Rational. I was going to have to discourage Crane from this tactic with extreme prejudice as a deterrent to future weasels. But not yet. Keep him talking. Do you understand me? Crane said. I jerked my chin in a brief nod. He smirked. I want to hear you say it. I clenched my jaw and said, I understand. I'm so glad we had this talk, he said. There was a low buzzing sound, the almost silent alert of his cell phone, I suppose, and he walked away again, taking it out of his pocket and lifting it to his ear. How long have we been here? I asked Rollins. Hour, he mumbled. Hour and a half. I nodded. You okay? He let out a pained grunt. Tore open the stitches on my arm, he panted. Foot, I don't know. Can't feel it. Doesn't look like it's bleeding much. Hang in there, I said. We'll get out of this. Glau's rubbery lips stretched out into a silent little smile, though he looked at neither of us. Bull, Rollins said. If you can get out, you should go. Once he gets what he wants, he's gonna kill me anyway. Don't stay on my account. You're siphoning my noble hero vibe, I told him. Cease and desist, or I'll sue. Rollins tried to smile and leaned against the wall, weight off his injured foot. The lower portion of his left sleeve had soaked through with blood. Crane returned a moment later, smiling like butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Start building more tax shelters, Glau. This is going rather well. Yeah? I asked. So, who's gonna pony up for one Harry Dresden, slightly used? Crane showed me all his teeth. I'm holding an auction as we speak. A rather energetic one. Yeah? I asked. Who's leading? His smile widened. Why, Paolo Ortega's widow. Duchess Ariana of the Red Court. I suddenly felt cold all over. I was captured by the Red Court once, held in the dark by a crowd of hissing, monstrous shapes. They did things. There was nothing I could do about it. I still had the nightmares to remind me. Not every night, maybe, but often enough. Often enough. Crane closed his eyes and inhaled with a satisfied expression. She'll be quite creative when it comes to dealing with her husband's bane. I don't blame you for feeling terrified. Who wouldn't? Hey, I told him, grasping at straws. Call a White Council. If nothing else, maybe they'll run the bidding up for you. Crane laughed. I already have, he said. Hope twitched somewhere inside me. If the council knew I was in trouble, then maybe they would be able to do something. They might be on the way even now. I needed to stall Crane, keep him occupied. Yeah? What'd they say? His smile widened. That the White Council's unyielding policy is one of non-negotiation with terrorists. Hope's corpse went through some post-mortem twitching.